synchronicity. We can do this again now. If we hit pause and then restart.
No. We can just... I can just sync them up from the clap.
Okay.
Is it the clap, David, or is it the blip? That's important the clap. Information.
That is the clap.
Wait, the good clap?
I feel like
clap?
I learned about a different clap in the health class.
Yes. The good clap or the bad clap?
Well, it's the clap.
Oh.
Are you a good clap or a bad clap, David?
Well, that was a good clap because it allowed me to sync up the audio tracks, which I've been loving doing.
You've been having trouble.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about syncing up audio tracks.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, first thing on the agenda is welcome to Kind of Epic Show. I'm David West.
I'm Effie.
I'm a long-lost relative.
Hi, Gabe. Welcome back to the show, Gabe Canada.
They found me wandering in the wilderness.
We had 400 and something downloads last week, so
that's
nice.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice to be back up in that range.
It might all just be my kid.
It may all just be one of her kids.
I think that's useful. I'm not going to turn it down.
Listen, I'm not going to turn it down.
Our traditional audience is Vietnamese robots, so we're fine.
Yes. They downloaded my Google Maps episode.
They did.
That was our review for Cloud Atlas.
Yeah.
Google Maps, Cloud Atlas.
Maps, yeah.
Makes sense. Right. I thought it was
clever.
Does it? Yeah. Yeah. An Atlas is a map. It's in the cloud. Like Google.
Google.
Cloud Atlas.
Yep. See what you did there.
Google Maps.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was clever. Anyways, shout out for our Patreon page.
Yay, Patreon.
Patreon.com/kindofepicshow. Come check us out. Gabe, you should probably throw in $5.
I feel like my patronage would just be condescending. I'd just be like saying like, oh yes, I find you ever so listenable.
Well, that's fine.
I find you adequate.
That's fine. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
And you get her exclusive Patreon.
Effie thoughts.
You heard it here first, folks. There isn't a friends and family.
No.
There's no friends and family.
That's all that currently subscribe to the Patreon. It's friends and family.
So, there's actually a friends and family and penalty.
Yes. And her. I can't contribute. It won't let me.
You can't make a fake account, David?
It wouldn't let me.
You know what they say? You vote early and often.
But I'm paying the rest of it, so... Mm. The rest of it's out of pocket, so. Yeah.
That's why you do the fancy State of Delaware incorporation.
Yes.
So you can file your law statement.
You're right. Anyways, please subscribe. There's a bunch of cool stuff. We need to make up t-shirts for our current subscribers. We're going to do that.
Mm. We should do that this week.
Yeah, we should do that this week.
Don't tell them about the time we did that and forgot.
Well, everybody that's currently subscribed, I can get them to them in person. So
that does help. The one time we had a request for t-shirts in the past, the problem was they didn't pay.
Oh.
Yes. No. Now there's motivation.
Right.
And there's some issue with, like, they didn't give us their address last time or something. Oh, well.
That's also a problem.
Yeah, I can't really send a t-shirt if they don't.
We shouted out. They got a virtual t-shirt.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
That's creative.
We handed shirts out at a con once.
We did.
Had a big bag of t-shirts that we passed out.
Well, we are thinking of going to Comic-Con.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe not t-shirts, but like cards.
Well, we'd have to make them. It's a little short notice.
There's four kids.
Okay. Fair enough.
Each one of you make 100 cards.
OSHA does not listen to this podcast, David. You can skirt the
They're her kids. That's just making them like earn their living, right?
That's one of the reasons to have progeny is to busk for your show.
Right? Be like, all right, kids, get an iron. We're going to iron on these logos.
Yes.
If Dan Harmon had children, you know that's what he would do.
Well, I hope Dan Harmon never has children.
I have listened to his podcast. It would be a shame.
Like, he's become... I had to stop listening. His podcast was too toxic.
I stopped listening after the first month of the pseudo-divorce statement.
Yeah. That was a rough time. That's
Turns
I
out his marriage lasted shorter than Mr. Meeseeks.
Yes. Yes.
which is fine. It's just not fine if then you use the podcast for your weekly therapy session for the next year.
Yeah.
Camilla's on and he's just like, let's play some D&D. And then he's just like, I'm going to bite off your nipple again.
Oh, my.
Enjoy.
Yeah, it was a rough time. Haven't listened to it lately. I don't even know if he still does it.
It's probably still good.
Anyways, yeah, check that out.
That's a throwback to when the podcast was bad. Our podcast. See, I think you guys have got a better vibe. You got a good vibe going.
Well,
good,
thank you.
Good, thank you.
We try.
Thank you. We do try.
It's not the kind of trying show, though.
No, it's the kind of epic show.
So we talk about epic things. What is the epic thing that you wanted to discuss?
Look at him, like, trying to keep us on track.
I know.
We need that sometimes.
I know.
You didn't make a list this week.
Well, yeah.
I'm
not prepared.
Anyways, we're in a car.
We are in a car. We're in the Gus Gus, which is my car. So.
It's been a minute since we've recorded.
It's technically the most expensive recording studio we've had.
Right? Right? Probably.
It's the only recording studio with a monthly payment.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Huh.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
This is when we insert our WeWork tag.
Yeah.
If we were a normal podcast that made money, we'd talk about WeWork, a place that works.
Well, they are trying to get a Patreon. I do have a Patreon. I'm trying to get money for the Patreon. I just want enough to cover the cost.
I just want to go from 5 to 6.
Yeah.
That's what I keep refreshing the page.
More.
Yeah.
Gabe, right now, subscribe to Patreon. Pick your tier. Pick your tier right here. Hey, bud.
What's the peer pressure tier? Yeah. For $5 a month, we're gonna definitely make you feel bad about supporting the show.
Gilman was just like, yeah, I'll do 5. That's it. I was like, cool. Thanks. Yeah. I appreciate it. Cool. We had one guy pay $100.
Yeah.
For a one-time $100 payment to do the hot sauce video that she did.
That was a hit.
I don't think it was, but we'll take it. Not as much of a hit as her cosplay
photo. What was the biggest Scoville unit?
Oh, geez. I don't even know. Do you know?
What's a Scoville unit?
It's how you measure the hotness.
Oh, yeah. Duh. I knew that. I don't know the Scovilles on them. I did know that. I don't know why my brain wasn't working there. I was thinking.
I recently had a 4 million Scoville unit cookie.
Probably was the hot ones.
Probably the hot ones. That one was terrible.
That was delicious. I enjoyed it.
That's because you didn't eat it the right way.
How didn't I eat it the right way?
You put the sauce going to the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, duh.
I put the sauce on the tongue of my mouth. On the tongue of my mouth.
On the tongue of your mouth? Yeah. Well, I would hope so. Anyways, so I guess we can get our review out pretty quickly.
Okay.
So, as you know, we go to the movies every Friday nights at AMC because we're members of AMC A-List, hashtag no sponsorship.
And we get our giant pretzel, this week we bumped up on pretzel ship.
Yeah. They finally gave us 2 cheeses instead of a cheese and a mustard that we never touched.
That's how you know you've arrived.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Full A-list status.
We are a big deal.
Full A-list status. You know, it's funny. We go to the movie theater. I think people are starting to recognize us there, at least management.
Yeah.
We go into Think Geek and they're just
recognize
like,
us.
David, you have a pre-order, don't you? Yes, I do. Thank you. Cool. Just walk in and it's like, we have your pre-order. Sweet.
Cute Cheers theme song.
Yeah. At Think Geek, yes.
Everybody knows your name.
Yeah. My iron gauntlet came in.
Yes.
It's awesome.
It is awesome.
I'm going to have it on my mantle just like this.
Do you still have marks on your hand from it?
Yeah, a little red.
You give it 6 Infinity Stones out of 6.
Yes. Now I just need the Infinity Gauntlet to go on the left hand, and then
you'll be unstoppable.
Do life like this?
Do life? No.
No? Why?
It would be awkward.
It would.
So you saw the Elephant Man, I take it.
The elephant?
You're talking about giant disformed hands.
Oh, man. Yes.
No.
Yeah, that's...
That's not it.
You know what we didn't see? Olympus Has Fallen. That always tells you something. Angel has fallen. Angel has fallen. Olympus has fallen was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
This is the third. This is the third movie in this franchise.
Huh. We saw that one.
Can you believe that? I never even saw the second one. I can't believe they have a third one. But look at the difference between that tomato meter and audience score.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I feel like the audience knows what they're going in for.
Yeah. Right. Anyways, we saw.
What did we see?
Ready or Not.
Ready or Not. That's right.
So.
I'm going to just ask you about this film since I didn't see it. So you're going to help. This is going to help. I'm going to be like the audience that hasn't seen this film.
Okay.
Because
okay. Spoiler alert. Let's get that out of the way.
So spoiler alert. I first ask, but should I see this film? Is this an enjoyable movie?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
100%. Actually, 87% yes.
So out of the gate, it has got the kind of epic seal of approval.
Yes.
It's
yes.
Kind of epic film.
I think you would enjoy it. It seems like it would be something up your alley.
All right, now judging from the trailers, if you've seen the trailers, this is, which is all I have seen.
Yes.
It is a film in which a lady is in a very nice wedding dress mm-hmm. and has a pump-action shotgun. I believe that was the entire plot.
She looks like a badass at
she
a couple
does,
points
in that scene, yeah.
In that scene, she definitely does look like a badass.
So, how does one arrive at that point?
So, here she is. It's her wedding day. She's like, just come to bed so we can do it, pretty much.
Yes.
And then, like, the creepy-ass grandma pops up and is like...
She is creepy.
She was creepy. And she's like, game starts in 15 minutes or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
At midnight, the games begin. Or some weird creepy
does
shit.
Does the husband just be like, listen, we got 15 minutes. We got to get some stuff accomplished here.
No, they don't.
No. He tries to get them out of the house, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, just come with me, just come with me.
Yeah.
But she's like, no, I want to play a game. This sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I love games.
Because, you know, when I think honeymoon, game night.
With the family.
Game
night
midnight. With the family at midnight.
Game night could be good, but not necessarily with, I wouldn't want the family involved in this scenario.
Not in the games that I want to play on
no,
my wedding
night.
No, not
on the honeymoon, no.
But, yeah, family tradition. They every time somebody... joins the family. They play games starting at midnight that night.
Mm-hmm.
It could be anything from checkers to backgammon to
Old Maid.
What is Old Maid?
So what I'm hearing is this is actually a video game adaptation.
No.
Well, it causes violence.
Oh, yes. But apparently these games have to be played in the style that they were when they were first invented or created. The family's super rich because they run a board game empire.
Normally, that would have seemed like a bad premise, but I've seen our generation.
Yes.
We might be killing Applebee's, but goddammit, we're keeping board games alive.
they run a board game empire and a sporting goods line. There's another side of the business. There's like weapons or something. That's why their great-grandfather had the arsenal.
Right, yeah.
So it was like sporting goods.
So she married into the Monopoly Man's family.
Yes. pretty much. And, well, turns out they may have gotten their money from the devil.
Yes.
And everybody in the family, like, fully believes this besides Adam Brody and him. They're like, this is a thing that the family does. Who knows if it's
okay,
true.
I need clarification. Adam Brody or Adrian Brody?
Adam Brody.
Okay.
From the OCs.
Okay, I don't know who that is. I'm going to, in my mind, replace him with Adrian Brody for the rest of the review.
You would recognize Adam Brody.
Yes, but I find Adrian Brody more amusing in this scenario because of his gigantic nose. Continue.
Well, they're two very different actors.
Oh.
He is a alcoholic. Adam Brody. That guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it... Anyways.
In real life or the film?
In the film.
Okay.
Maybe in real life. I don't know him personally.
Yeah, that Adrian Brody fella took a real turn after The Pianist. Life comes at you hard after that first Oscar.
One of them I know is still acting. I don't know what Adrian Brody's doing. I haven't seen him in fucking years. At least this guy's working.
He was in The Predator, and it was a mistake.
Okay, so...
So it gets to be midnight.
Yep.
And... they start this whole tradition of, like, picking out a court, like, explaining the story of the grandfather and picking out a card. Comes to pick out a card, and the bride has to pick out the card from the box. And she gets it out of the box, and it's hide and go seek. And she's like, really? Like, we really had to do this? And they're like, yeah, totally. We're totally doing this. So they tell her that they'll give her like a, what, 10-minute head start?
Yeah.
We're gonna give you a 10-minute head start. Go find anywhere in the house to hide. We're gonna turn off the cameras so we can't see you. Like, we can't cheat. So she goes and she finds a hiding spot in the dumbwaiter, and she puts herself in there. And while she's doing that, the family is in this big room and they're getting their weapons, because the goal of hide and seek is to kill her before dawn.
Mm-hmm.
So does she have to die?
Well, no, they don't want to kill her. They want to maim her and then sacrifice her.
Yeah, they want to sacrifice her.
They want to sacrifice her.
Yes.
So you're not supposed to do like kill shots and stuff, which plays out pretty funny a couple times. The family, there's one member of the family. So once the games begin, of course she's hiding in the house and everything. They're trying to find her. That way they can sacrifice her to the demon or the devil or whatever it is.
Now, was this the only option of the games that she could have
played? The games get picked for them. So they put in a blank card into this box, and a card with a label comes out. It's a game that the devil chose.
By chance.
By chance. And, like, that's why, like, other people, oh, we got to play backgammon.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. It was fine.
Right.
Who knows if this is actually, a real thing. This seems kind of silly.
Does she seem like she would have been down for that had she gotten just backgammon and then be
probably,
like,
yeah,
by
yeah.
the way, if you had drawn this other card, we'd have to hunt you down and kill you. And he's got a brother, by the way. And, when he gets married, you might have to maim his wife. I just wanted to let you know beforehand. You've got a real keeper here in this
right? Yeah, so... Let's see.
Husband not on the level in this scenario.
Husband finds out and he starts coming up with a plan to kind of save the wife, get her out of there. So she's hiding in the dumbwaiter for a couple of minutes. She finally says, this is stupid, I'm getting out of here, like, I'm going to find a different place to hide. And while she's doing that, one of the family members shoots one of the help in the house and kills, or was it the help?
It was the help.
Not the help.
The help gets killed a lot.
Yeah.
Hilariously.
Yeah.
Mind you. So mostly by accident.
I'm shot, Jeeves. My God.
So she sees that. She starts freaking out. She's like, "Oh my God, this is like they're trying to kill me." So the husband finally finds her, brings her into another area of the house, and is like, "Hey, like, sorry, this is happening. If I told you, you would have, like, run away. But here we are now, so..."
Correct!
Correct!
He's correct on that scenario. He's just like, not signing up for that.
So here we are now, and I'm going to try to get you out. I'm going to come up with a plan. Just, like, stay hidden for a while. So, but the husband seems like he's on the wife's side. Like, he's trying to get the doors unlocked, the windows unlocked, because while they're playing the game, there is no way to escape the house.
Would a divorce work?
Well, they hadn't boned yet, so it's like, does this count?
At all, yeah.
And probably before, but not on their wedding night. It was never consummated. I'm surprised that's not a thing. Continue. You're doing a good job.
I think even if you don't have sex, you're still legally married, right?
I don't think so.
What? David, no, you're married.
You sign papers.
You're not French royalty. Like, the deed was not done.
Wishful thinking.
Send Marie Antoinette back to Austria. It is not working out.
Okay, whatever. Continue.
So meanwhile, they're still trying to, like, find her to kill, maim her. They're still killing the help off. And I don't know. Now what? Your turn.
Well, I don't think we need to tell every detail of the plot.
So, I mean, it's...
But,
I imagine... So, you don't want to... Do you want to do the ultimate spoiler? I guess as...
I mean,
is that worth it or not? Is it a twist ending?
Well, it subverts expectations.
Yeah.
It leads you to believe that this is all bullshit.
Yes.
even the family, like, even members of the family are like, this is bullshit, we're fine, nothing's gonna happen. So, like, Adam Brody's trying to get her out. At one point, her husband does turn on her. Yeah. He's like, we'll go ahead and just do this. Fuck it.
Yeah. He's like, she's in here.
Yeah. So he's just like, oh, what a dick.
Right?
What a dick. So, Dawn, well, a bunch of shit happens. She's put through living hell.
Yes.
Absolute living hell. Yes. Trying to escape this place. The main butler is pretty entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
He's like almost the main antagonist.
Mm.
Because eventually she does escape the house. And then goes out to a barn. One of the kids shoots her in the hand. And then like a goat kicks her. Because they have black goats, of course, in the barn. Kicks her into the pit, which is where they put all the bodies. The families always dump their bodies in this pit. She falls in there and gets covered in like death. And then has to, like, climb out on this rickety ladder, which is falling apart. And then there's, like, holding on. Whoa. There's, like, a nail on one side, and she's, like, holding on. And now she has a hole in one hand, and she can't get out, so she has to put that nail through her hand. The thing we're missing out, this movie is really funny.
It is funny.
It's a dark comedy.
So it's like a Sam Raimi type.
Probably not as cheesy as Sam Raimi, but yeah.
Like a Drag Me to Hell.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And so she ends up getting caught, and she's in a car accident at one point, and drugged at one point. She goes through everything. She's having a bad wedding night.
Yes.
And she's covered head to toe in death. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's gross.
That has to, like, she'll lose that hand from infection. Because there's a bunch of death. Like, in her hole.
Yes, in her hole.
Probably more than one. And,
David.
I'm sure she shit her
David!
Pants. I'm sure she shit her pants.
Language!
Whatever. So.
Was she wearing pants?
She was in a wedding dress. She probably shit her dress. We don't know. Who would have changed out of that by then? As well.
Yeah. I don't think there would have been an option, doesn't
right?
sound
like. Let me put on my sweatpants.
Yeah, right? Some of the family members are real funny. There's one that's always on, like, doing coke.
Uh-huh.
He's like, how about you drink some alcohol to come down from that high a little bit? There's, like, the fat family member who's just like.
Who has the crossbow.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know how to fucking use this. And then he hands it to the girl on coke, and she shoots the help in the mouth.
Oh, no!
Puts a crossbow from across the room as soon as they hand it to her. And then the grandma goes over and chops off that help's head. Like, they're having a conversation, and the maid or the help is just... Like, you don't see it, you just hear it. You just hear all this while they're trying to have a conversation. And then you just see the grandma pick up an axe and go over there and just...
What I believe I am hearing from this story is that it is a tale of how the 1% treats the people who have to live
kind of,
with
yeah,
them.
Yeah, for sure. Which is funny because they canceled the other movie in which people are hunting people, The Hunt.
The Hunt, I know about this film. It was where the 1% go after the other 99%.
And Trump was butthurt about it.
They didn't like it because the other 99%, some of the poor people, it turns out, are from the South.
Well, and
I don't know if you're aware of this.
They use the term deplorables.
It turns there are some poor people in the South. Some of them talk with weird ways of speaking. I wouldn't know anything about that.
Yeah.
They order bagels differently than the people in the North do.
Did you not realize that?
No.
Yeah, that's his Bernie.
Okay. I love it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. Anyways, so the family's real funny.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is my norm. This is why I normally address people, David. It is
how he normally addresses people.
I address large gatherings of people.
Bernie Sanders.
That's amazing.
That's how he normally talks to people.
That's
you
amazing.
And Andrew need to have a Bernie off.
I would not enjoy that. Would not be enjoyable. He can do Mick Jagger, and I'll do Bernie.
Okay.
He's got a great Mick Jagger. It's not a vocal
his dress,
impression.
His dance. His Andrew can do a great Mick Jagger dance.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to see
this. Yeah.
He embodies it,
he
not
alcohol.
In the way that you can do on a podcast, but
yeah.
I would still like him to do it on the podcast, if that makes sense.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I guess that sounds like it's it, because I don't want you to actually spoil the ending at that point.
Oh, unless you really want to.
Do you want to?
I do.
I guess some massive spoilers tag. That people didn't get what the plot was from the trailer, which I had gathered as well.
So Dawn comes. She's like in a standoff. She's got like a shotgun or something, like, and she's like, fucking back the fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, back the fuck off.
She's not.
Okay, so this is in the trailer, yeah.
Like, she no, the scene you're referencing is early on in the movie, actually.
She's
but
not
she opens the curtains, it's Dawn, and everyone's like, so it was all fucking bullshit? Like, the guy that, like the fat guy that was on his phone the entire time with the crossbow, just like, so this is all fucking bullshit? We're all good? We're safe? Just explodes.
He explodes.
Then every member of the family subsequently fucking explodes.
Then it gets to the husband.
Yeah.
And he's like trying to plead with her, like, hey, like I love you, like don't leave, like stay with me.
Like, it hasn't happened to me yet. I'm good. I've been picked. I'm okay.
Yeah.
And then
boom.
Like,
she looks at him, she's like, I want a divorce, and then explodes.
She's tagline.
She's covered up and down in blood.
Alimony, bitches.
The house started catching on fire, and the last shot of the movie is just her like walking out of the house with it on fire, and she's just like sits down on the steps, covered in blood, and just lights a cigarette, and is sitting there smoking a cigarette while like cops and stuff are starting to come to the house. What did she say? What was that last line? The cops asked if she was okay, and she was like, "Yeah, fucking in-laws or something like that." But yeah, it makes you think that like the entire family's full of shit, and then they all explode.
So, but the devil doesn't come out.
You do see a glimpse of him sitting in a chair.
Mm-hmm.
But it was awesome. Highly recommend checking it out.
Nice.
Hopefully, if you wanted to see it, you didn't continue listening. Fast forward.
I feel like you got warned significantly.
Yes. Significantly.
Yes.
Spoiler tag for a film about hide and go seek.
Yeah. Who knew that it involved the devil?
Right.
Like, and demon deals and shit.
I have a question for you, David.
Yeah.
You ever dance with the devil in the moonlight?
No. All right. So, real fast, we're going to do what we normally do here and look at a couple top critics.
Oh, okay. Oh, I hope that our one friend...
He's not. I already looked. All right. So, this is from the Boston Herald, James Vernier. This is a...
Vernier. Come on. Be pretentious as heck. He's a critic.
Is this a spoof? The dialogue sounds like it was poorly translated from another language. I mean, it kind of, I wouldn't say a spoof, but definitely turns the genre on its head a little bit.
Yeah.
It subverts expectations.
Any other negative reviews?
Yeah. This is another negative from Kiko Martinez from the San Antonio Current. This movie flirts with big concepts and then flakes out. How does it flake out? It delivered.
Right?
It fucking delivered.
It did.
It delivered hardcore. Another bad review. See, I like giving the bad reviews when we basically...
Contrary opinion.
Yeah. We love the movie, and let's see what other people have to say.
This is a more substantive one. Can I read this one?
Yeah.
All right. So this is a review from Kate Sanchez. A geek, why though? Oh, no, sorry. But why though? A geek community. They have their stuff together. They are on Rotten Tomatoes. All right.
That's a positive.
Wait, no, that's a positive review. Never mind. They have their stuff together. Go read it. From Todd Jorgensen. He has no photo, so he doesn't have his stuff together.
But he's a certified critic on
that. Okay, his stuff is much better than ours. Shut up. But still. Anyway, with style and attitude to spare, the film nevertheless struggles to balance its comedic and suspenseful elements. Well, no shit, Sherlock. It balances it with explosions.
I think I was the first person to laugh when they exploded. I was just like, ha! And the rest of the theater is still like, did that just fucking happen?
Yeah, we're not doing this to insult the critics.
No.
But no, it's just interesting to see see if the opinions kind of have some good meat to them.
Yeah. It's always nice when I read a review and I'm like, okay, I can see that.
Michael Smith of the Tulsa World. So beyond not developing its characters or being original, Ready or Not is never scary, it's never smart, it's never good. Original score 1.5 out of 4.
I don't think it was intended to be scary. I don't know if...
Yeah, I don't think...
I don't think it was going for scares.
See, these other ones didn't actually give a... these negative reviews didn't actually give a score. They were just saying...
Yeah.
One of the... Or I should take the James Vernier gave it a C. Which is still kind of a passing grade.
Yeah, that is a passing
grade.
Not
an F. And 2.5 out of 5. For the other review, and then the that one was not rated.
Yeah.
But 1.5 probably seems a bit harsh, unless it's not your thing. It does sound like a pretty gory movie.
not really. A lot of it happens off camera, until the end when they all explode.
Yeah. So you have to. But it has a pretty good rating. So
yeah.
You had to hunt down for negative reviews. So yeah, it's just kind of, it knows what genre it's in.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like it knew exactly what it wanted to be the entire time. And since they do have on Rotten Tomatoes now, they do have the certified audience score.
They do.
I do like reading a couple of those.
There's a film that you haven't seen, but... I do sometimes question the tomato meter, if only because...
That's why I like their verified. See, all audience, and verified.
Can you explain to me what rating Dora the Explorer has?
Critically, 85% or something like that.
85% on the tomato meter?
Yeah, on the critics.
85%. Am I going to have to go see a Dora the Explorer film, David?
83% tomato meter, 88% audience score.
Oh, wow.
Okay, this is a 2-star... verified user rating from AB from an hour ago. No story and completely absurd premise.
Well, I don't know if you can argue that the premise isn't absurd.
Yeah, right? Right? I can't argue that.
I can't really argue against that.
I can't argue against the review. But, I mean, there's a story for sure. But it's not one to, like, really sink your teeth into or anything. Alright, this one's from Becca K. This is a 4.5-star review. Super fun end of the summer movie. The laughs were great, the kills were over the top, I loved it. Not usually a fan of this type of movie, but Christian Braun is a favorite, and Shamira Weaving is a new favorite too.
So that is the leading actress, the leading lady is Shamira.
I'm not sure what her name was. I probably should look at that.
It was...
Yeah, Shamira Weaving, who is not Harley Quinn.
It is not her.
They look a lot alike.
And did you already talk about the film that Margot Robbie was in? Once Upon a Time?
Yeah, we already talked about Once Upon a Time. Yeah, she is not Margot Robbie, but looks like Margot Robbie.
Oh, dear God, she does.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And she's like, so if it gets people to see my movie, that's what she's been saying. She's like, I don't care if people are going to it because they think I'm Margot Robbie. At least they're going to it.
Right.
So, that's cool. All right, well, that was our review, Ready or Not.
Yay.
Can you imagine if she was in Margot Robbie's biopic? See, it's her filming. Yeah. It's her filming a biopic of Nancy or of Tonya Harding.
Really enjoyed I, Tonya.
Her filming a biopic of a biopic.
Here's the critic consensus tag for Ready or Not: smart, submersive, darkly funny. Ready or Not is a cloud-pleasing horror film with giddy entertainment bite.
Ah.
Yeah, I still wouldn't call it a horror film, but
no.
Cool.
Yeah, that seems like... I think you have found your opinion.
Yes.
You've located it, as it were.
Have located the opinion.
Yes.
All right, so... D23 is this weekend. And some big things have come.
Can you... I've never understood the name of this expo.
Yeah, I don't either. It's Disney 23. I don't get where the 23 comes from. I know where the D comes from. But anyways...
Do you now?
Yeah. The dick. The mouse's dick. The mouse's dick is 23 inches long.
Well, gosh, David. Wow. I don't think we should talk about that before we get sued. That's why I'm doing a hybrid of Donald and Goofy.
The name.
It's not copyright infringing. The name. It's just cheerful. Yeah, cheerful. Disney. Woo.
The name D23 refers to D for Disney and 23 for 1923, the year Walt Disney founded the company.
Oh. That makes sense.
Okay.
The more you know.
Okay.
Well, you can't get sued. Look, I was just pointing out yesterday, there's a song that Garfunkel and Oates do about fucking ducks. And Kate Minuchin, however you say her name, is on, she's now the voice of Webby. DuckTales.
Dear God.
And they specifically mention Huey, Dewey, and Louie and Uncle Scrooge that song.
Oh,
and now
no.
She's a voice on DuckTales. So I don't think they would care too much.
Don't tell David Tennant.
Yeah. Big news came out from the convention. But I just want to show you something. I don't know if you saw it. This is the grossest timeline. Whoever worked on this Star Wars timeline needs to be shot. It's so sloppy.
Ew.
Look at that. Look how sloppy that timeline is.
It's
the wiggly lines. Like, come on.
It's the timeline the Star Wars community deserves. I've met Star Wars fans.
I hate Star Wars fans. I fucking hate Star Wars fans.
They
are so toxic.
After the last movie, it was just like, oh my God.
They are so toxic.
You make people quit Twitter. You make people like.
I love Star Wars. I'm a Star Wars fan.
Especially because you have associated with positive memories of your childhood, but then the adult fans go and shit on kids for having positive memories in their childhood.
Right? I don't.
How dare you like pod racing?
Yeah.
How dare you?
But the new films killed the franchise. Not the prequels.
Oh, no, now the prequels are their friends.
Now the prequels are good.
Well, at least the prequels didn't have an Asian woman. How dare they?
How dare they have a female lead?
A female Jedi? What will they think of next?
Jeez.
But I just think that looks so sloppy.
It does look
bad. The squiggly lines do bother me.
Like, that's squiggly sloppy.
I don't know. Maybe they're trying to be creative with the squiggly
lines. Like, I get the point because, like, things interweave. It's like Obi-Wan Kenobi takes place in the gap in the timeline on Solo. These events happen in the middle of Rebels.
Okay, let's talk about something positive. You just said Obi-Wan Kenobi takes place during a gap between Rebels and Solo.
Yes, because it wasn't officially confirmed. It had been rumored and heavily talked about. But they officially announced the return of Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan Kenobi over the weekend with a 6-episode Obi-Wan Kenobi TV series.
What do you think it will explore?
I haven't looked into it too much.
Well, because I did watch the Rebels cartoon.
I did.
Because it was good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Rebels was great.
And in that, he gets to fight.
He has a final showdown.
He has a final showdown with Maul, which is something.
Which takes place way after. Like, that's a big gap of time.
Mm. But the storyline that they never explore is the thought that potentially, that he had had. Because they make all this stuff canon from the cartoons.
Yeah.
That he had had relations with the Duchess Satine, who was the ruler of the planet Mandalore. Which they got another thing from the D23 Expo we'll get to.
Yes.
That has that in its name.
Yes.
So, spoilers.
Got a release window for Clone Wars?
I think that would be interesting.
Because we have the final season of Clone Wars.
Season of Clone Wars. You have a show set on Mandalore, and you have the Obi-Wan.
Cassian Andor.
Okay. I think they're going to go with the storyline for having him explore, maybe meet his kid.
I don't know, that'd be neat.
That would be neat, because if you tie in Rebels to it, so the theory was that, what's her face?
Yeah,
Sabine. Sabine was his kid.
That'd still be sweet.
That would be an interesting thing to make canon.
There are rumors that she's in The Mandalorian, too, so that'd be neat.
Well, she's technically in charge of, the Mandalorian resistance, right?
So, have Obi-Wan coming, awesome. A little bit more talk about Cassian Andor's prequel to Rogue One. Why? I don't know. Who asked for this? Who asked?
I think he's not
the character from Rogue One I would have liked to have seen more of.
I think that they did it so that he could finally touch Jabba. That was delightful. I'm going to not lie with you. Rogue One is probably my favorite Star Wars anything right now.
Really?
Yeah, it just might be controversial, but I like it. I mean,
I like it too.
It's a tight film. And it's not.
The pacing's kind of horrible.
I think it goes quick. Rewatch it.
The pacing's not great.
The score is not great in it, but I like that it's understated and it's not as.
I do think this time between.
But yeah, in all his press junkets, he's just like, look at the texture of Yabba. Oh my God.
I hope after Obi-Wan and Cassian Andor, we get a break from that period of Star Wars. And explore more of the gap between Jedi and Force Awakens.
The only thing in that period is a couple Mandalorian. Of canon books, The Mandalorian, and the cartoon series.
Yeah, well, no, Resistance takes place over here. It starts shortly before Force Awakens.
Well, yeah, but that's the period of time that you would want to see, right?
Apparently, if you look at the timeline, it might jump ahead to Rise of Skywalker.
Why are they doing that?
I don't know. Because they have all three of those movies set in the timeline of Resistance.
Good Lord.
As well as Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, the theme park.
Are they just trying to bring like characters from the TV show into the park? And that's why they're doing
Maybe.
That?
Maybe. Yeah, probably.
They can set it in whatever time period they want.
But we did get the news that Resistance is ending with season 2. So that's pretty short-lived for a cartoon series.
People were toxic about that show, too.
I haven't watched it. I have no opinion. I'm not a big fan of the look of it, but I'll watch it once I get Disney Plus.
I probably won't, but only because there's so much content on that service.
Yeah, but excited for The Mandalorian. What did you think of that trailer?
I thought it was a trailer. Oh boy, that was a trailer. Can we watch the trailer?
yeah, we can watch the trailer. Why not? Have you watched the trailer for The Mandalorian? She doesn't watch Star Wars.
I've seen the recent movies.
You might have.
She's never seen the original.
You might be preserving yourself from. It might be good. I understand why a lot of people don't like it, but that's mainly.
That's a cool shot. That's a cool shot.
So the Ewoks were visiting, apparently.
Tatooine? Was that Tatooine?
I didn't know it was Firefly.
This is an expensive-looking show.
This is a television budget. My goodness.
Show? Yeah. Look at him.
Jon Favreau, huh?
Yeah, Jon Favreau directing it. Carl Weathers.
Dubax. Death Troopers.
Gus.
How are you going to tell me it's not Firefly? I saw Firefly and then you got Gus. Alright.
Look at IG-88. Look at IG-88. Come on.
Bounty hunting is a complicated profession.
Is it Werner freaking Herzog?
Yes. Look at that. Oh my.
Don't you agree?
That music is awesome. That music is unlike anything that you've heard in Star Wars.
This is going to replace Rogue One as my favorite Star Wars thing because you've got Werner Herzog talking about the dangers of bounty hunting. Bounty is placed on your heart. The bounty is placed on your mind. Tell me, what is it like to hunt the humans of the PV?
Oh, goodness.
Oh, boy. Oh.
David, I feel like there's a theme with this episode of the hunting of the human beings.
Right?
What if the wife in your first film had been a Wookiee?
Would
the wife being a Wookiee have improved the film? Because you let the Wookiee win, is my understanding.
Poster for... bunch of Marvel news.
So WandaVision is going to go the route of it looks like, just from the 1950s screen here, that they're literally going to adapt Vision, the comic
Tom
book.
Tom King's Vision.
They're going to adapt Tom King's Vision, but instead of the Vision inventing a fake Wanda to live with, Wanda's going to make a fake Vision?
Don't know. They released a poster.
Yeah, the poster with the red Scarlet Witch.
Huh.
Yeah, in the 1950s style, like, home environment. Just, that's, that, I was not excited about it because of the stupid title, but if they're calling it WandaVision,
WandaVision,
it makes sense if they're adapting the comic book that's simply called The Visions.
Yeah.
It's about him having a family life, essentially.
They're describing it as a horror sitcom.
That's exactly what, that's exactly how you would describe that comic book.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, that's, I'm suddenly interested in a project that didn't look any good to me at all. It had a terrible, like, rollout. I didn't understand the purpose of it.
Yeah.
I don't really like that actress's portrayal of the character. There's not, there's really no meat to it to me. I don't know, I don't know if you share that opinion or not. It's just, she just, Elizabeth Olsen just kind of shows up and is just like, I wave my fingers around.
Yes.
That's my entire character.
Right.
I relate to Thanos, because he's just like, I don't know who you are, lady. He's like, I am strong lady in wave hand. That's who I am. I'm not the Scarlet Witch. I'm strong wavy hand lady.
The series does lead directly into Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
That's fascinating to me that they're exploring a horror genre with it. And doing several other things. That's a surprise.
Doctor Strange 2 is said to be a horror film. So, that'll be neat. But knowing that WandaVision leads directly into it is...
See, the first time I heard WandaVision, I thought it was a boy band.
I didn't think that would actually end up being the name of the show.
It's,
I thought that was going
to
be a... Why isn't it Scarlet Witch and Vision? Just call it Scarlet Witch and Vision.
It makes sense now that we know that they're adapting the Vision.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, that tells us that Vision might not be dead.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Or the revival is a horrific thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the problem in the Vision comic book, spoilers, it's a great run, is that he puts, like, the Enneagram of a living human being into a robot.
Yeah.
And he didn't think that was going to cause some issues. Because he's a robot.
Yeah.
But he wasn't a human being.
Yeah.
So when she has the memories go right...
She is
not great.
No.
It's not great overlapping the personality of your fake wife onto your former real wife onto your fake wife. Bad idea. The robot did not take well to that. did not like it. And it had the power to end the world. So there was that.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then it ends with Vision breaking up the. It ends in a family dispute.
Yeah. Needless to say.
Family dispute occurs.
Yikes.
I could see a lot of it taking place because the Vision's body was almost separated from the Soul Stone. Body would be in Wakanda. So I almost see it's like they're rebuilding the Vision and it's going on all in his head.
It could be.
I could see that being something too.
Well, it could also involve like the Reality Stone. Or something.
Well, the stones are destroyed in the timeline.
Yeah.
So,
but
we'll see. We'll
see.
we did get a poster, and apparently there's some footage shown at D23 for Black Widow. But got a poster for Black Widow. New costume.
I honestly don't even know that she needs a costume.
I don't think she needs a movie. But
me either.
They kind of said all they needed to with Black Widow and Endgame.
I agree with you 100%. I don't think we needed a Black Widow movie. I'm sorry if that's controversial.
The one thing I'm somewhat looking forward to is the supposed timeline. It takes place, most of the movie takes place in the 5-year gap in Endgame. During the 5 years.
There are interesting things they could have done because she has. Yeah. There's clones of her. They've never introduced clones yet.
We get Taskmaster.
There's Taskmaster as a villain, as a good villain. I can't believe how comic book accurate his. I can't believe that it actually looks good in real life.
We get
life.
David Harbour as the Red Guardian.
Yay!
He gets to. It's a continuation of Stranger Things.
Yeah. Yes.
It is.
Yes. Yeah. David Harbour as a Red
Things
Guardian.
Work out for
Yay.
David Harbour.
Yeah.
Oh, good on you, Hob.
Yeah. So that's exciting. What do you keep doing?
I keep taking my phone case off.
If I said call Hob, would that... Do you have Hob on speed dial?
Yes.
We did get a release date for Black Panther 2.
Did we get confirmation that Namor is the villain?
No.
Is it? What is it called? Is it called the Two Kings?
No. Where is it at? Give me 1 second.
There's a lot of talk about Namor. And.
Well, I mean, that would make sense. Anyways, while I'm looking for this for Black Panther, a little follow-up to the Spider-Man news. Tom Holland did address it over the weekend.
He unfollowed Sony on social media.
He did.
He confirmed that he is going to continue playing Peter Parker after the break, and that the movies will be very different from what we've seen him do before.
I think it's just because he's got another 2-film contract period.
Yeah, so he can't really say much. But he did come out and thank all the fans for their support, and that they've been amazing, and that he loves them 3,000. And I was like, aww, Tom.
We love you
too, Tom.
I do agree with the Tony Stark meme, though, where he's sitting there and he's just like, listen, I nearly starved to death on a damn spaceship to bring back the kid.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't take the kid back from me.
We did forget to talk about that Star Wars poster, though. Just Black Panther 2, May 6, 2020.
So not even a confirmation of the title yet. No. I don't think they're going to go just with Black Panther 2. But
I mean, the only Marvel movies to do that are Iron Man and Guardians.
Well, they're of that stature.
Yeah.
Black Panther made more than Iron Man 2 or Guardians 2.
Yeah. So that's nice. But not even the biggest Marvel news of the weekend. We are getting...
What is it,
David? Yeah. Well, we are getting... Three more Disney Plus shows.
What?
That are confirmed to be parts of Phase 4. So they're not... None of this stuff is Phase 5 stuff. All confirmed as parts of Phase 4.
That's crazy.
So, She-Hulk. Awesome.
I was hoping she was going to end up being Spidey's lawyer.
Yeah.
It looked like he needed
right?
one.
Right? That would have been a great way to introduce her.
I would have taken him or her or Daredevil.
Daredevil? So, yeah. She-Hulk, which confirmed return of the Hulk. The Hulk will be featured in it. Smart Hulk will be featured in it, so that's nice.
Yay, Smart Hulk.
Yeah.
Well, it seems weird for Smart Hulk to be injecting his DNA up in his cousin. I've always thought it was weird.
Well, it's a blood transfusion.
That's what I said. Why'd you make it weird, David?
Because I thought you were insinuating that it was weird.
I find it strange.
It's a blood transfusion. His cousin's dying, and he's like, she'll become the Hulk.
I don't...
But now the Hulk's useless because his arm doesn't work.
Yeah.
I don't think that, they're compatible anymore. I don't think it's just in the comics, they're like... She's your close relative. I'm sure that your blood type will be the same. My blood is filled with radiation. This is horrifying. This is not a good idea. You just gave my cousin cancer. In addition to dying of blood loss, she now has cancer.
Good job, guys.
Well, I'm sure they'll figure something out to explain it in a logical sense. Anyways, cool. They get to make Hulk stuff. Without having to worry about Universal still having the...
My understanding rights. Is they created She-Hulk literally for this purpose, but were too...
You know, they shot a pilot for a spinoff of the Bill Bixby show with She-Hulk.
Yeah.
You knew they did that, right? Bill Bixby's in a pilot for a She-Hulk TV series that has never seen the light of day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They created her so that they couldn't... Because they were... They heard... My understanding is that they caught... Tell me if this is true or not.
I won't know.
My understanding could be wrong. But my understanding was that they caught wind of the idea that, the television show could just independently introduce a She-Hulk. And they wouldn't have the rights to that character. Because they didn't introduce her in the comic book. So they had to come up with a comic book on the fly. Yeah. They kind of did a similar thing in the marketing for Spider-Woman. Okay. Spider-Woman came about so that they literally were just like, we need to tie down these rights very quickly.
So yeah, that's the first show. Second show is Moon Knight.
He's
basically like Marvel's Batman.
Oh. That's selling Batman way short and upping. Listen, Moon Knight got introduced. Moon Knight is crazy.
He is a crazy taxi driver.
Moonlight got introduced literally in a storyline involving Starwolf, the Star Werewolf.
No.
No. Well, Dracula. Involved Dracula. Am I thinking of the different Moon Knight? Listen, it involved cocaine. That's all I really need. The point is, it involved cocaine and lycanthropy and the Moon Knight storyline.
Werewolf,
I'm going to Google this.
Werewolf by Night and Jonah's Werewolf are two separate.
Oh, okay. It's a different. Okay, I had the wrong werewolf. There is multiple Marvel werewolves. I was right in the context, wrong on the character.
Werewolf by Night.
Moon Knight is introduced because he's shaking down a werewolf for his coke money.
Werewolf by Night doesn't appear until like issue like 32 of Moon Knight.
I thought it was the initial appearance. Listen, I'm Googling Moon Knight cocaine.
You do that, and I'll do Werewolf by Night.
Moon Knight cocaine. Don't fail me, Google. Don't fail me, Google. 16 superheroes hooked on drugs. Yep, Werewolf by Night shows up.
I had that bit. Sorry, I did have it flipped around. Moon Knight does show up in issue 32 of Werewolf by Night. I had it flipped around.
He debuted in Werewolf by Night, 32. Issue 32. So, yeah, he's a villain hired by the committee to capture the title character.
Yeah.
In a two-party story. And it literally is introduced by saying, like, I know you're in there! You better have my money!
Yeah. Werewolf by Night's real name, like, his name... Jacob Russell. He goes by Jack.
Aww. Now, is it...
And he's a wolf. That's Werewolf by Night's name. Now, Jack Russell.
Which one is fueled by cocaine? Because, to be fair, Moon Knight. Is Moon Knight fueled by cocaine?
I don't think either of them are fueled by cocaine.
I have a fixation on this, apparently.
Moon Knight has, like, Egyptian god stuff. I haven't read a lot of Moon Knight.
Fueled by cocaine.
Marvel has a character... called Jack Russell.
Oh, there is one. His name is Snowflame.
What the fuck?
That seems appropriate.
Snowflame is a drug-powered supervillain.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Base of operations, Colombia. Marital status, single. Oh, he's available, ladies.
Oh, hey.
Occupation, drug dealer.
Oh, nice, nice, nice.
Oh my god. So this is the quote. I am Snowflame. Every cell of my being burns with white hot ecstasy. Cocaine is my god. And I am the human instrument of its will. I am Snowflame.
Jesus.
He sounds awesome.
He does. Sounds like he knows what he's doing. But it's rumored that
That was the exact moment I got a message from my therapist.
It's rumored that... So, for a while, it's been said that Keanu Reeves has been having discussions with
Keanu
Marvel.
Reeves is playing Snowflame? That's amazing!
No, but probably Moon Knight.
Keanu Reeves is going to play... Okay, Moon
maybe,
Knight is great.
Maybe, listen, not confirmed.
Listen, the fact that we have to talk about a werewolf, cocaine, and... the mafia, and an Egyptian goddess,
yes,
and psychedelic mushrooms, and reincarnation, and John Wick in the same...
I'm going to enjoy this series. Gabe, also remember that this is a world Moon Knight could possibly introduce you to things like Werewolf by Night. And vampires.
And Blade.
And Blade.
So he can be a part of the dark, the Marvel Knights.
So what about Snowflame?
What about Snowflame? Where does Snowflame fit in with the Marvel monsters?
Right?
All right, well, you guys keep talking about the D23 news. I'm going to read some more about Snowflame.
Yeah.
This is my new favorite cosplay idea.
Snowflame. You have the voice of Macho Man Randy Savage.
Thank you. Mine was more 70s exploitation films, which is problematic. Macho Man Savage is more appropriate. I hadn't actually intended my voice to sound as bad as it did. I just enjoy saying, I am Snowflame! I enjoy saying it. I feel like Macho Man is closer in appearance and temperament.
I came out so well. I don't think I can do that again.
Well, if you were Snowflame, you would possess unique physiology. That means you gain superpowers upon snorting cocaine.
There you go.
You have superhuman strength, superhuman
because of cocaine.
Superhuman speed.
Because of cocaine.
Immunity to pain.
Yes.
Yes, because of cocaine. Does this guy actually have any real superpowers?
He does. He has pyrokinesis. also due to cocaine. That's the flame.
The other stuff just makes sense. If you're on cocaine, it's like, yeah.
Well, he apparently can freebase himself.
Oh my God.
So that's the pyrokinesis.
Is Randy Savage and he still has, alive?
Yeah, he's dead.
He has a power called cocaine touch. Touching Snowflame was sufficient to give the Floronic Man a contact high.
Who the fuck is the Floronic Man?
Okay.
What book was this in?
The Floronic...
Is this Marvel?
Yes, it is. That's the Floronic Man.
Shit?
Oh my God.
Society of Supervillains.
Amazing.
Oh my God, Marvel, you had a dark era.
He was defeated by the Atom.
Oh.
Ray Palmer.
Oh, is this a DC character?
DC characters.
Wait a minute.
They're DC characters.
Wait a minute. I asked for a... It is a DC character. But I asked for a Marvel character.
That makes more sense that it's DC. They had a fucked up period with drugs. Speedy shooting heroin? Come on. Of course there'd be one with... villain called Snowflame. If Green Arrow's fucking sidekick is shooting up heroin.
Oh my God, he apparently was last featured recently in 2012. He has a standalone webcomic.
Does DC even still fucking own the guy?
Yes. Wow.
What does Snowflame look like?
He looks like that. He looks awesome.
We're just looking at that picture. I'm just looking at that.
Oh my God.
Cocaine.
Oh, the fact that he's DC does explain a lot. But,
yeah, right?
But my Google query was Marvel superhero powered by cocaine. And that is who came up, and he is not Marvel. So
no,
I'm
he's
disappointed
not.
By Google. You keep looking up. I'm gonna look for, I'm gonna go find a Marvel superhero based on cocaine. Y'all continue your story.
But okay, yeah. So Moon Knight could easily introduce us to the world of Blade. It'd be a cool introduction into Blade.
Yes.
Yes. The third Marvel show is Ms. Marvel.
Ms. Marvel.
Which is exciting. I'm wondering how they're going to do her origins, because in the comics she is an Inhuman, which they've already bundled.
He has an action figure!
Snowflame?
Yes!
Oh my gosh.
And it comes with cocaine!
It does! They made it!
No, it's a custom action figure. Damn it, Gabe. Continue reading before you shout
it was
stuff
the
out.
Number two Google result, and Snowflame was, can I get an action figure?
Of course, because someone wants a toy that can do coke.
I mean, I wouldn't say no.
To doing coke or the fake action figure?
I mean, I can't answer that question.
No.
Cannot.
You work for the government.
I already passed my background check. I'm good. Anyways. Yeah, Ms.
David,
Marvel.
We have to talk to you.
Yeah. So, Ms. Marvel. No one's going to sit through an hour and 4 minutes of us talking about D23. But Ms. Marvel, she's an Inhuman in the comics. Kamala Khan. So she is Pakistani?
Yes.
Yeah. So they have a Lego? Is that a custom? Now he's just Norton Bricks.
I think we found out how to save the DC Cinematic Universe.
I'm surprised he hasn't been on Arrow. Hopefully he's on Arrow's final season. Or Batwoman. Hopefully
it's only $2.84.
Don't buy it. You gotta take
it. No,
Good. Because I was like, I'm not editing it out if you are. Because I don't know.
Snowflame.
It's Snowflame's calling. All right. Well, I guess it's pointless for me to continue talking about.
How is Moon Knight a billionaire?
I don't know.
Apparently, Moon Knight is Mark a billionaire. Mark Spector? Yeah, his estimated net worth is $2.3 billion.
That's what I said. He's Marvel's Batman.
Mark Spector amassed a small fortune as a heavyweight boxer and world-class mercenary?
Yeah.
That's a... I feel like that is an unlikely pathway to success as a billionaire. He's a prize fighter come mercenary billionaire.
Yes.
I only trust this if Keanu plays him.
Right?
This is the only person who can play this human being.
Who chooses to be a taxi driver.
So Keanu can be both of these characters. Yes. He can be Snowflame and Moon Knight. Yes. He can be both. Get you somebody who can be both.
Speaking of Keanu, Bill and Ted wrapped production today.
Bill and Ted 3. It's amazing to me.
Yeah, right?
They have a nice tour vehicle. Crazy. I don't know if
right,
you've seen.
I did. But yeah, can you comment on Ms. Marvel?
On Ms. Marvel? I'm excited. I think that it's interesting that they can actually make use of the blip.
Yeah.
You can make use of the blip to say that she was, in fact, inspired by Captain Marvel,
mm-hmm.
even though we've only had the one Captain Marvel film.
Yeah.
I was curious how that was going to work before when she was a complete secret entity.
Yeah.
And nobody knew that she existed except one random dude at a Blockbuster.
Right.
So that would not have inspired Kamala Khan to do anything.
Right.
It would be interesting if she got a chance to team up with another Miss Marvel in Polaris, because that had been something that we had been, or not Polaris, sorry, was it Impulse or Repulse?
The one played by Rambo.
Rambo, yeah.
Yeah, which she's been confirmed for WandaVision.
Because she's in WandaVision.
Yeah, the adult version of her is in WandaVision.
Now, you were differing with my opinion on that you wanted Ms. Marvel to potentially be a mutant.
Yeah, I think that'd be the smart way to go.
I think it's fine to introduce her as an inhuman. I think that's fine. Because inhumans are fine, just
they've
not the show.
They've ignored the Inhumans completely.
Well, they did the whole Kree storyline with Ms. Marvel, though. So, and if they're going to do the Kree-Shi'ar War, they're going to go ahead and, you know...
They've completely...
Listen, David, all I'm saying is I want some bird people.
Outside of...
David, don't get in the way of me and the bird people.
You can have those without having the Inhumans. You can easily do the Kree-Shi'ar War without having the Inhumans. Easily. But I think it would be a good way to introduce mutants.
Well, they're saying they're going to do it in the Multiverse of Madness, the upcoming Doctor Strange
film. But you could also see Wanda in the comics is a mutant. It would make sense to start planning
those
threads.
Didn't they retcon that constantly?
Yeah, but they could easily retcon them. Ooh, the Loki Pokey Stick gave them fucking mutant. Loki Pokey Stick.
It's canon.
It's canon. It's Loki's staff from the first one.
It's the brother of Mew Mew.
Yes, the Loki Pokey staff.
You put your right hand in, you put your right hand out.
Okay, so in the fucking movie, Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver got their powers from the fucking Loki Pokey stick.
Which, come on, if Sony, they've got a workaround. I say they introduce Night Monkey.
Right? Because,
listen,
Night Monkey always.
Listen, if they can have Wanda Maximoff and Pietro Maximoff
in two different franchises,
we can keep half of custody of Tom Holland.
Right?
We have some visitation rights.
It should be where, like, you could get Tom Holland for any of these TV shows. You could potentially do a live action
Spider-Man.
He's young.
Spider-Man. He should interact with Kamala Khan.
You could potentially.
Nova was the other big news.
They could potentially.
Richard Rider, it's the young Nova, yes.
No.
It's not young Nova?
No, not young Nova.
Old Nova. No. Chevy Nova.
Yes. Well, it's confirmed to... Apparently, he's in the big final fight sequence of Endgame.
No one noticed.
No one noticed.
And people pour over that stuff,
I know. But no, Richard Rider's the adult Nova.
So no baby Nova.
No baby Nova. Which, why am I spacing his name?
Because he's in Champions and no one reads the book.
I read Champions.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Not anymore.
They tried to make it happen, but they didn't.
Well, that's like 50 issues. That's pretty solid.
No, I'm saying they were really trying.
They tried pretty hard.
They tried pretty darn hard. That's what they wanted, because they weren't going to call their next movie with the Young Avengers the Young Avengers. But let's be real. It's going to be the Young Avengers. It's not going to be Champions. Cute. Can you'd have to come up with a new score, and the Avengers score is da 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 da. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Oh yeah.
It's good
for
stuff.
For sure.
It's inspirational.
Yes. Anyways. I think.
Would you say the bigger thing is you were more surprised by Moon Knight, Nova, or Ms. Marvel?
Nova's not getting a series or anything. They just confirmed that he was in Endgame.
Oh, I thought he did get news.
No. I've been following this all week. Nothing.
I forgot his name.
Oh, another. Did you watch the trailer for Lady and the Tramp?
Snowflake.
No, I am not gonna go see that.
You're not.
They're gonna do live action.
It's on Disney Plus, so you don't have to pay for it. It was cute. And all the dogs are rescues. It was cute. Did you see the photo of Emma Stone as Cruella?
It's not CG. Okay, it's not CG.
It's not CG.
I did see the photo of Emma Stone as Cruella. Not interested.
I like Emma Stone. Yeah. And I prefer, if they're going to do a live action remake of something, which 101 Dalmatians was the first live action remake, if I'm not mistaken. They did it in the 90s. Remember? They had two of them. 101 Dalmatians and 102 Dalmatians.
Yeah, I never saw that 102 Dalmatians.
Yeah.
But nobody got time for that.
They did that in the 90s.
You know who steals the 101 Dalmatians in those films, right?
Isn't it...
It's House and and Bill Weasley.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Who played Cruella? Was it...
She plays Nova Prime.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Glenn Close,
yeah. That's right. But,
She hates Guardians of the Galaxy, by the way. She really hates that movie.
Why?
Because she's Glenn Close.
She did 102 Dalmatians.
Lady, you did 102 Dalmatians. Guardians of the Galaxy was not below you.
Yeah, no,
I don't know what you're thinking.
Right? But no, if you're going to remake a Disney property, I'd rather see that different spin on it than...
Yeah.
Just do fucking Lion King or Aladdin again. Mm. Those were not great.
No.
Lion King was way better than Aladdin.
Yes.
Lion King was non-expressive.
Yeah.
The best thing about it is that there's a Beyonce tie-in album or something.
Is there? The best thing about it is knowing that she didn't show up for the cast photo shoots.
She didn't show
up. They had to Photoshop her in there.
They Photoshopped Beyonce.
Yeah. They Photoshopped. She wouldn't take the cast photos together. That's the best thing about Lion King.
She got poofed.
Yeah.
She got blipped.
Yes. They're probably standing around and be like, where the fuck is Beyonce?
Is Beyonce?
She's like, I'm not showing up in a room that has Seth Rogen.
Will Smith was CG, and he still made his ass to the red carpet. He was still in the cast photo. They painted him blue. They did not do him a good service, and he was still there for it.
Right?
That is professionalism.
Oh, boy. Did get a new trailer or a new poster for episode 9.
Mm.
Looks really good. Have you seen it?
I did. They're balancing on a lightsaber.
Yeah, with the Emperor in the background.
Mm-hmm.
It was a neat look.
Can you do an Emperor laugh for us, David?
No, I can't.
Give me some time. I'll do one.
I do think it's neat that they confirmed that Rey's going to have a double-bladed lightsaber.
Oh, okay.
She's had a bow staff the entire, all the movies, so it fits.
Boom.
Yeah, it fits. I'm okay with that.
You can make lightsaber noises.
Yeah. Who can't?
I mean, everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I used to have an app for that.
Making lightsaber sounds?
Yeah, it was like...
Oh my gosh, do you remember when I would steal the lightsaber at work?
Yes.
And run through the brew deck?
Yes. I do remember that. Quite fun, though.
Effie can do an Emperor laugh.
I don't know, maybe. Can I?
I don't know.
I guess you would have to know who the Emperor is.
Well, right?
Yeah, she doesn't even know.
Well, heck.
Tika Wahiti confirms there will be two Thors.
I'm sorry, you make him sound like he's actually an alien. You make it sound like he's in the Star Wars films as because he's from another... Tika Waititi from...
I mean, he might as well be. He's a strange dude.
Korg is best boy.
We did get a poster for Falcon Winter Soldier.
Falcon Winter Soldier, yay.
Yay.
Should we talk about our plan?
We have a little bit on the show without you.
We need to do our plan.
We need to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hold off since
we had the veteran parade, which would have been workable, but
yes.
Yeah. Let's see.
We need to downplay the fact that he's a Ruski spy in our meetings. Yes. Just
see, that's nice looking. I like the look. I like how they're not really showing
the shield
or anything, because I think Anthony Mackie said over the weekend that he is still the Falcon.
Mm-hmm.
He's not Captain America.
Does that make Bucky the Nomad?
Probably, yeah. I like how there is a... You can kind of see the shield back here in the background.
But it's kind of weird because it says the Falcon and Winter Soldier, so yeah. I guess he's still Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
He's got to cover up that red star, though.
He doesn't have that on his arm.
It's a new arm.
Remember?
Made in Wakanda. Yeah. I wonder if it has that stamped on it, Made in Wakanda.
Maybe. I hope so. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm glad we got some artwork for that. Couple other D23 things. New Muppet series.
Yay!
That made me happy.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. We had the same... We sent each other the same gift back.
We did.
Excited Kermit.
Kermit flapping.
Uh-huh.
So that's exciting. Cute. Is that everything that was D23? That's a lot of
news. There's been so much from D23. It's kind of hard.
When you said, I didn't know they were doing a live act. I'm glad that they got wise to the fact that they could just use animals in a live action remake about an animated film about dogs.
Yeah.
Dogs apparently are not difficult to locate.
No, they're not.
I thought when
they're
you said.
They're actually in abundance.
I had not known that they had done that. That's probably my cue to get out of here soon. I'm not pulling out that hide and seek card though. That would not. I'm not gonna do that.
No.
It is rumored that Brie Larson could appear in Ms. Marvel as well.
Yay, Brie Larson!
Well, she should. Yeah. She inspired. Well, first of all, Kamala Khan. Part of the storyline is that she accidentally shapeshifts into Captain Marvel, and she's horrified about it. Mm. And it's both touching and funny, and also strange. Because she's literally, part of her is literally horrified at being white. It's interesting. It's like, because obviously you don't, she just became her idol.
Yeah.
But then obviously she's got a whole life to live.
Right.
She's like, this is not going to work. This is weird. How do people do this?
They did show footage from What If.
Yeah.
That featured the Marvel zombies.
Captain
Carter.
Captain Carter.
They did say that there is an episode for every 23 of the MCU films. So that means, wait, two of those are Spider-Man.
So probably get Tom Holland again.
Well, that's what I was trying to say.
What if the what if is just what if Tobey Maguire had kept the role? Right? So it's just what if Tobey Maguire was playing 16-year-old Peter Parker when he's 43?
Well, that's what I was saying. Marvel owns the television rights to Spider-Man. Couldn't they just do a Spider-Man series with Tom Holland?
They introduce a really cool new character called Spoderman. Hello, Spoderman.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be an Avenger?
It feels real good. Real good being an Avenger, guys. I like it. The name is Spider. No, it's Spoderman. My name is Porter Peter. That's way better than what I just came up with Phillips the other day. I was trying to think of another PP name.
We invented the Porter Peters. It's a massive empire.
Oh boy. Anyways, this has been a long episode.
It has.
Let's see what else real fast. Jeff Goldblum's getting his own series on Disney Plus. The World According to Jeff Goldblum.
That's fantastic.
That is fantastic.
Right?
So they also, D23, I've forgotten that they had acquired National Geographic. So
yeah.
It's all of 20th Century Fox, all of Disney, all of National Geographic, and all of, what else was there?
ESPN.
ESPN. So it's just like, if you like sports and animals and the superheroes.
You're set.
You're kind of set. It was a very, I don't normally like share commercials.
Mm-hmm.
I shared the D23 commercial. It's like, dang it, I'm actually going to sign up for this.
Right?
My Netflix is going to take a vacation.
Yeah, for real.
Right? Definitely.
They have so much material, they were literally able to just plug and play to make it say a speech.
Right?
That everything from talking warthogs telling me how much I was going to... The warthog was not the problem, folks. The lions were not there for it. Yeah. It was interesting. And they went all to the Wayback Machine to make me feel good. They went, they showed me some Peter Pan. And
threw in some Simpsons to just some remind Simpsons everybody.
Just remind you that they control everything.
We're everywhere.
Eat your shorts. Eat my shorts might have been in there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a crazy time.
Right?
And it's only $12.99 a month.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Hashtag no sponsorship.
Yes.
Yeah. Right?
For only $12.99 a month, the cast of Kind of Epic Show will read the phone book to you in an ASMR voice. We can read a particular letter if you would like. We can read just the A names. So we can start with like Aaron. Hernandez.
Oh, Gabe. Hey, why don't you do your own podcast on the Patreon page?
I could do that.
Yeah.
Potentially.
He won't even go home and subscribe to the Patreon page.
I'll probably do that at the $12.99 level. At the Disney Plus level.
Disney Plus level. Disney Plus level.
Yeah. Again, I'm just thinking of A names for that ASMR.
A-A-Ron.
A-A-Ron. And then there's don't forget about Abernathy. Good old Abernathy.
This is amazing.
Yeah, that's what Gabe's for. He brings the epic. We're the kind of...
There's a dude named Ace. Ace. Good old Ace.
Oh my.
That's all I got.
I'm spent.
Yeah.
I'm spent. All right, I'm David West.
I'm Effie.
I'm Gabriel Canada.
Hopefully we don't go like year and a half.
It's only been 2.5 years.
No, it hasn't been that long. It hasn't been that long.
The last show I was on was for The Last Jedi, so it has been that long.
Fuck, no, really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
So all of 2018, to be fair, 2019.
To be fair, that's only like 26 episodes. It's only like a half a year of episodes, yeah. Come on. We've been doing real good.
We've
been doing good every week for...
I didn't want to interrupt your flow. You guys, again, good chemistry.
Thanks. Appreciate it. We try.
Go team.
And this was a good addition.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So definitely have to try to do that.
One addition, if you will. Or one division.
Anyways, follow us on Twitter at Kind of Epic Show, on the Instagrams, Kind of Epic Show. Facebook page and at patreon.com
/
Kind of Epic Show. Support us if you like what we do.
Please.
Thank you.
That is all.
All right. Have a night.
Hit the space bar.
Where the stop button?